That damn money. And he ain't got no woman. He's a woman.
Hello, this is Chris 200, and welcome to Audio On Demand. I'm going to turn that down a little bit. Hopefully you can still hear me very well here. Hopefully the road noise isn't that crazy today. Let's do some theme music or some intro music here.
Let me to that place. You look as a stranger.
There we go, a little Zeppelin for your Friday. It's been about a month. It's been better than a month since I've posted something. I've got one in the can that I haven't posted yet. I might post that when I post this one, so look for that. It's a little, sound scene tour. We took a drive out to Council Bluffs, and I recorded the trip. So, anyway, we'll see how that turns out. I may or may not post that. Who knows? Well, let's see. Since last time I talked to you, everybody, I started a new project at home. I don't know if I mentioned it last time. I probably hadn't started it yet, but I'm pretty close to getting it done. I'm working on a deck project at home. And, it's coming along. It's... let's see, I started it the week of the 4th of July, and today is the, what is today, the 13th. So I've been working on it, let's say, maybe, I don't know, 10 days or so. We've had a few days of rain, some hot days that I didn't want to work on it. I think last weekend I didn't really work on it a whole lot, just because it was so darn hot. Last week I've been working on it structurally. Did some additional work to it that I didn't know if I needed or not, and it's probably a good thing that I added it. I don't know if I really need it now that I've tied everything together and done that. Anyway, it's coming along. I'm to the point now where I can put the floor up, and got some railings on there. We're still working on how we want to put a stairway or stair system on it, so we'll have to see how that goes. Other than that, it's coming along. It's amazing how such a little, what you would think would be a small task, takes a long time. Spent a lot of time, like I said, on the understructure and that framing of that, and you know, I think it's coming along. It's come along. Made some changes here and there. I did some things that probably didn't need to do. Partway through, I decided, yeah, heck with it, I'm not going to do that anymore. So, whatever that means, that's going on. So, anyway, that, I guess. I don't know what to talk about. I'd like to talk about the podcast I listen to, but all right. I've been listening to Red Bar Radio a little bit, listening to some of the after shows, Keith and the Girl. A lot of people give Keith and the Girl a hard time, but you know what? They're doing a pretty good job, and you know what? They really don't have that bad of a show. A lot better than Don and Drew, for God's sakes. That just makes me want to puke. tuned into Adam Curry's thing again, and I think I did unsubscribe for it. I just got one episode to see what's going on there. It's same old crap. Some crappy music, some ranting about whatever, and licensing and whatever. So on and so on and so forth and so forth. I've been climbing around, scooting around on my ass or what, under this deck, but I'd developed a boil on my ass, and boy was it pretty nasty looking a few days ago. Wife wanted me to go into the doctor and have it looked at, so we went to an urgent care type of place and had a doctor look at it. He didn't want to lance it, he didn't think it was ready, and, you know, that night, the next day, it was, you know, it ruptured or whatever, so, I don't know if it was just that, swollen and packed, or whatever you call it, but, it's doing a lot better today in the last, you know, couple days. Pretty gross, nasty things, if you've ever had them, they're not fun. I had one about 6 months ago that was pretty nasty. I've had them on my eyes, not a full-blown boil, some sort of cellulitis-type thing, on my eyelids or whatever. I'm going to take the antibiotics that I was given, the full course, so that I don't have issues with that again, and hopefully that takes care of things. Pretty nasty stuff. Life has always been anxious to dig around in it and get whatever fluids come out of it, so she's kind of disappointed that it's healing, I think. But anyway, Oh, that's nasty. So what I did today? Kind of futzed around with a little bit of everything, and didn't really get a whole lot of of the mill work done today. I worked. I've been working on some different things. And, I got a whole bunch of work to do. Trying to do his job and my job at the same time. What they're doing here on the interstate, but the section that I'm on right now is between Gretna and the Platte River Bridge, and the westbound lanes, they have poured, I don't know, two or three more lanes on the westbound side, but you know, they're not open, of course, and they've had a, you know, these divider things on the westbound lanes, so it's only two lanes wide, no shoulder or anything like that, which is, you know, not incredibly safe without a shoulder in that. And here I am where it's kind of the end of a curve here, and it looks like they have put in a cement crossover for the eastbound lanes to get back onto the regular lanes. What I'm driving on right now is asphalt. Now it's just transitioning back to cement. Hell, looks like they have, well, at least one. I thought maybe they had one earlier, but I'm not sure now. They do have a crossover, and they did put it in as cement, which you usually see as asphalt. But maybe with the amount of traffic they have down this stretch of road, that's the way they want to go. You know, I've been doing this drive over 2 years now, and I'm trying to think. This section that I'm on now is new. It's three lanes, cement or concrete or whatever you want to call it. Concrete, yeah, concrete. And remember. Let's see. I believe I drove on this, the original road, the original two lanes on this side. I can't really remember. Let's see. How did that work? That rest area I know was closed for a long time. They basically rebuilt that. There used to be a nasty crossover. I think that's when we were... How did that work? Probably, that's what it was. I think the westbound lanes were... Now the east... I can't remember. I think I've seen them build the whole road on both sides. I don't remember how the traffic all worked. Because we got three lanes here, plus shoulders on both sides. Yeah. Ah, jeez, now my phones are ringing. Yeah, hold on a minute. Yeah. Hello. Yeah. Okay. I'm by Gretna. No, I was working on something and I wanted to finish it up before I left so I didn't forget where I was at. Alright. Now where was I at? Yeah, they basically built both sides of this interstate. There's shoulders on both sides. And yeah, I believe we were driving on the shoulders on both sides, I believe. So anyway, I actually remember them opening up the westbound lanes, which is kind of odd. From Omaha, at the Omaha exit or whatever you want, on the west side of Omaha. Traffic going west today. Holy smokes. And evidently, I'm not going fast enough for these assholes out here today. I'm gonna get over. What was I gonna say? Oh, yeah. I believe the way it worked is we were driving on the... Driving on the westbound lanes, everybody was driving on the westbound lanes. They redid the eastbound lanes, and then we were both driving on the eastbound lanes as they tore up the westbound lanes. And the eastbound lanes really came together fast. But one of the things that I guess happened out here, and I may have talked about this in the past, is, let's check my time here, see if I'm still recording. Yes, I am. They poured the concrete too fast or didn't have the right blend or something. I never did find a news story on it, but then they had this eastbound lanes all coned up and everything again, and they were replacing sections of the highway, one section at a time. And here this last week, they didn't cone it up, and they had the speed limit up at 75 again, and they were cutting like a rumble strip on the cutting a rumble strip on both sides of the road on both shoulders in Nebraska. I haven't been in a whole lot of other places where they have this, because I just haven't been out of the state, but they have rumble bars, so once you cross the white line, it rumbles, and you can hear it, and I guess that prevents you from crashing into the ditch or whatever. But that was pretty dangerous this last week. They didn't block it off or anything, and the machine was kind of neat that they were using. It just kind of chugged along every so often and drop its blades and grind that out. You can see the, all the aggregate and whatever grindings on the side of the road here. They've actually swept those off onto the shoulder of the shoulder. So that's that. What else has been going on? On the home front, our oven went out. It was shooting sparks and whatnot out of the oven. The coil had gone bad. I should actually look and see what the model number is, if I can actually buy something like that at Home Depot or something. Last night, as I was strapping the joists, I guess, to my beams, I got three beams under my deck. It's 16 by 14. The beams are 16 foot long, and, you know, three of them out across a 14 foot span, roughly 3 feet apart. I believe the end two are 3 feet from the edge, roughly. And the middle one's, you know, I think 7 feet in or something like that. Middle one there is just to prevent it from sagging and whatever. And there's a drip rail on the door, sliding patio door or whatever. And it was one of these cheap pieces, probably came with the door. One of these pieces of wood that's all finger joined together, you know, every foot or so. And those finger joints got water in them and whatever, and pretty much done. So I actually surprised the hell out of myself and created one on the table saw with a bent piece of flooring board that I have, and anyway, I was really surprised how it came out. I even put a groove in there, the aluminum piece or whatever fits in there nicely, everything matched up really nice. I put a little bit of a angle on it, probably not as much as I'd like, but you know what? Just kind of eyeballing that. Put that groove in there, and you know what? It went in there so nicely. I was surprised. I was really, really surprised. Screwed it in, whatever, whatnot, blah, 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 blah. So that looks really nice. I, you know, treated it with the Thompson's water seal. If you're doing a project like this, I would highly recommend this product. I wanted to buy some Thompson's water seal in, like, you know, the 1 gallon pail or whatever comes in, and they didn't have anything like that. So, what was I going to say? Oh, yeah. So, well, you know, basically all they had was a spray can of Thompson's Water Seal. And what I had to spray was a piece of window trim or something, which reminds me I should paint that now that it's cooler. And, you know, I've been using that to, like, spray the ends of the boards and stuff that, you know, touch the cement and whatever. And, it's come in pretty handy. It's, you know, whatever it is, I just spray it with the Thompson's Water Seal, and that's it. Oh, I know what I sealed up. I was jacking around with a pressure washer and blew some paint off the front of the house. And, I did that, so... That reminds me, I should call some Yahoo and have them wrap my chimney. Anyway, the little can of Thompson's Water Seal in the can costs about as much as a gallon of Thompson's Water Seal, $5 or $6, but it, really came in handy for this, you know, spraying this and spraying that and whatever. And, so, if you need something like that, go for that, folks. I'll tell you what, it really works. It really worked good. Didn't have to deal with a brush or anything like that. Just spray it on and away you go. Well, it's, I'm into this one quite a ways. I'm going to go ahead and let you go, and we'll talk to you next time. Hopefully I'll post a little bit sooner than I have on this one. So, see you guys later. Bye.